think Margaret said she was too young to have to move back while she's operation yesterday and recovering so quickly. The extent must be getting blood pressure too high because we didn't start getting it, so it has been very moderate and fine as well.
Absolutely up to you. Well done.
We prepared working document 16 and we prepared the document that is titled Committee Proposal that is dated 18 August 2011. Chairperson, if I may, I would like to refer first to working document 16 where we were asked to just make the insertion of those decisions that were taken yesterday in the working document. So I just want to refer the committee members to the particular areas in the working document where it was inserted. The chairperson in clause 1 on page 11 of the working document, the insertion of the information saving definition. It says that information saving means the conduct referred to in section 49. Then to continue, the next insertion is on page 17 of the working document for request for access. Means a request for access contemplated in section 1 of the promotion of access to information. Yes, listen, then I continue a bit further down in the working document to clause 20. That is on page 47 of the working document, where we insert a heading for the clause, a request for access to classified information and a status review. And in subclause 1, we inserted the word access to. If a request is made for access to information and it's established that the information requested is classified, that request must be referred to the relevant head of the organized state for a review of the application status, the state information requested, and then the word in terms of the provisions of this act. Okay, person, that was the insertions in the working document. Then if I may just draw your attention to the committee proposal document, that working document 16. On page 2 thereof, a further proposal, that is the insertion of the definition of national security at the bottom of page 2, where national security is then also defined. Chairperson, then I continue to page 7 of the committee proposal document, where we would ask also to insert the proposal on the report and return of classified records. Chairperson, what is reflected on page 7 is the relevant clause as it is in the working document, and then if you turn the page on page 8, the proposal is then on page 8 of the committee proposal document. Chairperson, then the next insertion on the committee proposal document is on page 11, where we first reflect the old school 38 as it is contained in the working document, and then the proposal at the bottom of clause, on the bottom of page 11, old school 38 and new clause 47. Similarly, on clause from page 12. Thank you, Chairperson. Then on page 12, the insertion of the proposal on clause 39, new clause 48, which reflected on page 12 the clause as contained in the working document, and then at the bottom of page 12 the proposal. Chairperson, and that was what you requested to do in respect of the insertion. Thank you, Chairperson.
Just check whether the proposals on national security. publication. Thank you.
that I think I may have made an error in drafting. If I recall correctly, we had agreed that there would be an optional refinement in respect of this and that was our position from the start. So there might have been a drafting error on my part, not the error on the part of the state. In the sense of the proposal, we would ask if technically your advisor would capture so that the clause reads any person who unlawfully discloses classified information in contravention of this act is guilty of an offence and liable on conviction to imprisonment for a period of not exceeding 5 years or a fine. We just have to work back in it. Now, this would like to emphasize that it's not an error by the state your advisor, it's an error of my.
Confused here on page 8 then, that proposal is that also the DA's proposal, that's the ANC's proposal.
I'm not sure who's proposing it. All we're going to do is whether they are correct.
I understand. Okay. Thank you.
Obviously, the proposition is taking more interesting to see whether it's correctly captured.
I have a proposal and my number of
are you listening that? Honourable Mayor, that you want to honour the fine and the jail sentence, or both, this one?
Table is open with our proposal. I see that none of our proposals have been reported in this document. I did not think of that. Maybe table is all a document for me to argue that we get one.
Proposals in respect of these things that we are dealing with, fine, it will be dealt with.
document. The issue of honourable members, clause 39, page 12. Final rules of the clause reads that if you're guilty, you're liable to a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 5 years, or both, or to both such fine and imprisonment. I have said that earlier, one of them may be option for one or the other. The United States, there is a third option here. She can get both of them. They want to change that, but I'm asking for if you want to change it, and we'll put it four of them. They could then. The sentence, they will be not exceeding 5 years.
Yes, sir.
Take care of 2 years.
Okay.
More than fine, and then after fine, to full stop. And take care of 2 years and in prison. What's that?
The fine ends with the comes out of the table, so
a lot of the document, you still need to go to the board.
That is indeed correct, Chairperson. For each of the persons, what we've done is we've taken the specific provision in the working document just to put it so that you can compare it to the proposal. So that's why on those pages we have the specific provision in the working document together with the proposal.
I see the difference. You know, one on page 13 is what we discussed yesterday. No. We agreed, Chair. The word, other than a concentrated intention, the intuition comes in there. There was that lengthy discussion, you recall. Something to be in mind when we come to page 11. And we must look at what is here on page 13 together.
Yeah, but I thought, I'm sorry to be sick, but as yesterday I was in what you said to me, what it really was, and what is not the one kind of thing, the other one is the same.
They are all the same. Just that the, if you look at the shaded version on page 13, that will take us back to the original for the questions.
The document before us is a working document. So it's what we will be working on. If this document gets updated, and I would like to see that what is the special guarantee document that we need to the main part of this document, because this is the most document. Otherwise, I can penalize for any document that document ahead of time. Obviously, with the exception of those issues in which progress has been made, like the request of lack of information that my amendment has on the regular people to the police.
Thank you. Twitter for the 2 days, you always mark it on, you can't make the business
character. Thank you. My document is the working document. I work on this document. In this document, the black number is old, the red number is new. The black number is first, the red number is second. So the second writer will have no difficulty whatsoever. And I have highlighted in yellow and has been emailed, here it becomes gray, that which is of concern to me. And there are more insertion, I've added an entire section, it's all text block, so it's not more of any complexity, and it's all clearly set out. Again, with the proviso of certain issues that we respond to.
Thank you.
laws is what you're dealing with, the issue of what laws you're going to protect. And I think one thing was trying to cover that. Finding the section of final time was related, but a different method. But Shinai, did you want to say your words at that preference, or do you want to say to the person who set up the book, use your knowledge and whatever it means and then make a proper understanding of what it is? And just using the words to understand what has been asked. Don't belong to me, understand the.
I think the latter should be looking at, which then suggests that we must look at the first two options. And if that is the case, well, the personal preference would be the second of the two.
I think when we discuss this issue, and the principle that we've approached is we're not going to take anything away from fire. Yes, we can come to fire. But the second proposal will definitely be taken away. We'll be then taking away the effect of Section 5. We could say this fight Section 5. The wording in the first clause is as the bill was tabled. That wording is set up. That doesn't trump anything, that doesn't take away from fire, but it allows a court to consider any conflict and to apply a reasonable interpretation. And that is, as it was tabled in the book. I've checked, and we can check. And so, the first option is to delete the purpose. That is a possibility. Then, the prior conflict would apply. But you need to understand indications. The prior conflict would apply.
I understand the indication that they were in the original bill and not the
other. That would be my suggestion.
Mr. Chairman, may I suggest that we do away with all three of them? I stated my position that I don't think sexual fire or fire can do what it was supposed to be doing. But what we are doing here, as Steve correctly said, we are chiseling something away. I'm not sure what it is that we are chiseling away in 2 and 3. The first is not, but there is a possibility that we are chiseling something away. Number 1, no, it's bleeding obvious. I don't think that we will need to be there. I hope that there is no need. There is no chance in the council. We need such an instruction because it's the basis of our interpreting law. So I don't see as achieving match by saving a provision of this nature an idea that if we go with 2 and 3, we may achieve something which is not what we wish to achieve.
Okay, I'm not a member, then those other proposals on 3 are significant instruction is that clause 1 is like a 3 should be inserted back into the law. I greatly welcome that. It's a constitutional problem that we ourselves have not spotted. It's in the case of the
Can you let Orlando hopefully read it the way we read now?
It's 4:13.
Yeah.
Now read as follows. The state information may be classified as confidential. If the information is sensitive information, the disclosure of which is likely or could reasonably be expected to cause demonstrable harm to the security or national security of the Republic. Full stop. Or semicolon.
Okay, and this is what guy with the audio.
All right, fine. They're really weak.
Proposal. The advocate then proceeds to draw
should be based on the feeling. And he uses both the word security and national security of the public. Must have had before him a question on the problem. Is he so satisfied that the way he is asking that this thing be considered? He's saying that that in that form is not overbought. And I'm cautioning you to take a different view without taking another view. So I think the time for opinion is gone a long way here. Spent a lot of time coming to an agreement, and now we are going away from our agreement. We were asked to accept a proposal to my view, my satisfied proposal was taking us in the right direction. So, I'm going
to you. Are you referring to this document? The book says there, his opinion says the section presently reads as follows. Paragraph 2. So he incorrectly written down what he has incorrectly noted as well. If he says it presently reads as follows, at the moment we've got a bracket around security. I take the questions that he wants to change. If he wants to be changed, he made an omission. He made a mistake. And we need to clarify by going. But we don't need to debate that. But then he says the section presently reads as follows. He's not redrafting the thing.
That's true. Please, if you have the impression that what we are saying today is in any way different from the position, it's not. We are moving to the position of exactly the bold italics underlined with the three states.
We're arguing about that. What is your reaction to whether the use of the word security quantity must remain or one of them must be removed? And in his document, he doesn't discuss the word quality of that. It's fine as it is. And all he's saying is remove what is in bold, italic, and underline.
Irrespective of opinions and counter-opinions, the reason which laid out here in the committee to believe that the world of security remains sound. And I think that the reason lies in the fact that one doesn't know what security is when the opposite is not national security, because we've got national security on the one hand, which define or not define, we have an understanding or that people can gather an understanding. While security is used in the modern world we live in, got really it's cooler of security. People have got security. And the time is shorter of security.
Yes,
sir.
Chair, we have defined security.
Yes.
That's what happens when you stay away for even 5 minutes here.
I'm a little bit with me. I think we're going to get one moment. It seems that Honorable London is proposing to accept the opinion in the form in which it is represented in this document.
Okay? May I just address you one last time? I have not presented this to you. So this is very clear. Simple reading, if you read the first paragraph, he said, I've been briefed to provide an opinion. The parking brackets have been excluded by the Parliamentary Committee.
Now, he says the second present of his response, he had been there talking, had not put those brackets in. It's an error. So it's a very tricky error. If he was going to change that, he would have alluded to it and said, bold, italic, underline, or easy, that is what I changed. So to base a decision on a senior counsel's opinion is incorrect here on those words. It is simple reading, because he says that he refers to presently reading, he says parting brackets have been excluded by the parliamentary committee. It's a very straightforward reading of the section. And I think that if we're going to base a decision to insert the word security on this opinion, then we need to clarify from him. What do you want me to say?
It's also to ask in a further opinion. I'll do the briefing to the client, asking for a further opinion on this matter. I'm happy to do it.
Is it
to you on the board, Tom? Do you know the day when the opinion the waiting was drafted? The senior advocate must have said it smiling himself at the particular clause that he was looking at. If it was an error or not, and the clause was clear, and that he had eradicated all the overboard language sections that he was asked to do. If he felt there was a problem with security, I'm sure he would say speak up like that.
Okay.
first of all, let us focus our attention the difference related to the record. Because I like B, but I think that B relates to information. This is a gathering of the piece of paper, somebody finds it and says that this is given back to an agent of the state. We are ideologically opposed to doing the citizen and the policeman or intelligence agent. If the state loses its staff, it can't impose an obligation on the citizen to bring it back and the penalty of imprisonment if it doesn't. The Good Samaritan Act, one does it, the state must keep it from secret. So our first position is the legal. If you don't, our second position, we need to add the words which are my amendment that could have been brought into this document as well. Ignoring that such information is classified. I think, again, these are criminal provisions. It is important that the guy knows that the information is classified. Otherwise, the tea lady can find a piece of document, have it, keep it for scratch paper, doesn't know that it's classified, and fails to report it to the police. And I'm sure that there's no contender. And third, I'm in favor of B, because it grants something, but I don't think that that's the place where B should be. B is part of the possibility of utilizing the information, not the record, per se.
And
you don't have to return it. It can't be right. What we are saying is, if you find it, inform the relevant authority, okay? And then obviously check us and you will have read the record or the information. And a bill or the act makes provision whereby you can request it declassification. You can even request tax. Now, tell me what's wrong with that.
Bear in mind that our discussion about amendments to clause 18 arrived out of the discussion one Friday morning on the whole question of the public interest. Now, to answer your question, Chair, what is our position? Our position is that this clause ought to be deleted. That it, as part of a compromise proposal, we have obviously put a further amendment which is now before you up for consideration. Now, you cannot look at clause 18 without looking at clause 39. Clause 39 is criminalizes possession. Now, what we see in our view, in a democratic state, you can criminalize, in other words, a person could be convicted of an offense if they are in possession of a classified drug. But surely you must accept that in a democratic state, there are certain exceptional circumstances, and I emphasize exceptional circumstances, in which that person ought not to be convicted. And those exceptional circumstances we set out. I mean, we believe that a person ought not to be convicted of the possession of a classified document under the exceptional circumstances, and those are if the document, and I'd like to reveal an unlawful act or omission, incompetence, inefficiency, or administrative error, to restrict access to information in order to limit scrutiny and thereby avoid criticism, three, prevent embarrassment to a person, organization, organ of state or agency, four, unlawfully restrains or lessens competition, five, reveals an imminent and serious public safety or environmental risk, four, prevents, delays, or obstructs the release of information that does not require protection under this Act. Now, that menu, there might be some aspects of it which you don't like, but I would ask you to accept the principle that there are certain, in a democratic state, there are certain exceptional circumstances under which one can disclose and submit classified information. And those exceptional circumstances we have set out in our compromise proposal. And I think it's important for members to bear in mind that the menu of exceptions are drawn from the bill itself, 17.1b, where we say that if that kind of information which reveals an unlawful act or omission, cannot be classified. And in fact, if that information is classified, the classifier would be guilty of an act. How is it that we would criminalize the classification of this kind of information? Because it ought to be disclosed in a democratic state, and then at the same time criminalize the disclosure. I think this is something that we need to think through carefully. So we made a proposal in respect of clause 39, and we were advised to make similar amendments to clause 8.
Without the addition of Mr.
know if we are premising that we are putting this, we are assuming that this club will cover, we're writing the law for literate South Africa, completely literate South Africa. I'm testing the issue of knowing. How do you test the knowledge? What are the influence of testing? As you test it, the cost versus, and what influence or tools are you to test the technology? Or do you deal with this problem in regulation of saying what must be done in terms of not assuming that everybody was in the know?
Yes, I mean, there are many very complicated rules in our time. Unfortunately, it is the job of the department to want to do the necessary advertising and the necessary documentation and such as was done with fire.
Thank you.
this is the difficulty of not having my text in front of you. Because I feel like Donovan Lambert has mischaracterized what I'm saying, both to be on account of what not having read what it is that I'm proposing. I'm proposing the word, and knowingly that such information is classified, not the record of information, if you want to make it a record. Now, you will say that that's included in knowing that the record was unlawfully communicated. Probably in most cases, yes, but not necessarily. Let's take aside the same possibility. What focus is my entire thing was limited to these three words, four words, five words. And I would like the Honorable Lambert can apply his mind and see whether they are under the data.
Such luck. So
people. You know, when you jump from what is in this clause to disclosure, well, you know, that's a little disingenuous thing, don't you think?
Friday morning, when many members
were not there when we discussed the various arguments, and I presented, there were various options that were presented on a public interest effect. This being probably the broadest. And we haven't, if you to finalize this section, depends a large degree on whether there's a possible accommodation of various forms of a public interest effect. We are dealing with one. I suggested various alternatives on that. And the lowest level was the pious, which we've already incorporated under the Act as a possible public interest event. Should that very narrowly crafted public interest event be included for possession and disclosure, I would have no problem with this. And it would tie in exactly with the Act. I appreciate the difficulty that a top secret document being in the possession of a person and the implications of that. It could have affected a person's life. But I do still argue that in the case of a substantial contravention of the law or an imminent public environmental danger, there is scope for that very limited public interest effect. And Chair, I'm not saying we need to finalize that argument now on the public interest defense, but it would help us forward if we didn't. I would not have a problem with the wording under 16 as it is now, if we were to consider that very narrowly crafted public interest effect, Chair. And that is my submission. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Act has made to differ a great thing from what Steve said by the Honorable Floyd. This is not a public interest issue. It's an issue which deals with two matters: erroneous classification defense and public domain defense. And these are conceptually different. Again, I find myself in a difficult situation because the language I propose is not before you. It's in the IP document, but it's not been voted on. The first one is a royal classification defense. I understood the Honorable Lander having agreed in principle that if something has been erroneously classified, cannot form the basis for prosecution. When he responded to our two bishops that Friday on the public interest, if we write it into the deal, anyone charged with offense under the Act shall be entitled to raise as an exculpatory defense the proper classification of the information concerned. Then the issue raised by the Honorable Mayor is taken care of. We receive documents which have been classified shows that there is has been classified for purposes of hiding culpability. Then it should not be classified. That takes care of it. And that's very important. The second aspect is the public domain. I can be pushed to accept the notion that if the government loses its secret, the poor citizen, not as a matter of responsibility, Honorable Favre, but as a matter of criminal sanction, is going to be forced to fetch the document and bring it back to the state. It's an American with a gun at his hand. No, I think that the good Samaritan should be not forced under penalty, not responsibility. But I can conceive, okay, let's go that way, that the guy needs to bring it back. But this doesn't detract from the fact that it is now open. I read it. You read it. Somebody else read it. We're talking about bringing back the record, the information contained on that record. The secret is known to me. I cannot bring back the secret. I cannot, once the secret is out, So the second aspect in this view, we need to have a public domain defense, as it was originally in the state of commercial activity. I propose the language, any classified information which falls in the public domain or is disclosed in a manner which can make such information accessible by persons older than those authorized to access shall be deemed no longer classified or classifiable in terms of this act, save in respect of anyone who first caused such information to become a public domain or so disclosed. Then the second problem raised by the Honorable Mayor is addressed. Even in the context in which the finder still needs to bring back the record, the piece of paper, the magnetic tape, whatever the record is, to the state because the state lost it. So these are the two real cracks of the issue, which may not be for consideration as we consider the specific section, but it is what looms behind the section, and we might need to come back to that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm going to ask you a question. Is it correct that some time ago you asked me for permission to address the committee on the public domain offense?
Truthfulness of that in that document that you now gain.
in whatever way you take it, and whether that is not why there's a responsible way to deal with that information as well.
Is that all on? Am I more than your job to answer the question if you so choose why it's your job to speak?
Thank you, Jane. The problem to the honourable mentor. No, I think everybody should be treated equally, and I don't think that so-called ordinary people should be underestimated. I'm quite sure that most ordinary people could interpret the clauses one to second. In response to the honourable contact, yes, the so-called we are proposing that in a democratic state, under certain exceptional circumstances, classified information could be possessed or disclosed. Those are exceptional circumstances. Now you say, well, what is the capacity of the member of parliament in order to make that judgment call? Well, it can obviously depend on the member. The member would have to make a judgment call. One would hope that the member is right, but if the member is wrong, he or she then would be in charge under this clause. But it then does cater, I think, for a very important principle that under certain exceptional circumstances, confidential information could be possessed and or disclosed, and in fact that a person would have a duty to do that in a democratic system.
One more thing that I think something to ponder on. If I lost my watch and you found my watch, does that watch be up to you?
Chairperson, let me deal with this. Hopefully, I follow you. You open your email and you find top secret information there. This law says first thing you must do is inform the authority. If you do that, no one can impute your intention because you've done what the law says. Inform the authority. Now, you read the top secret record and you find in reading it that it contains evidence of no reason. Then, as a responsible member of parliament or citizen, you go to the nearest police station and you inform them of the same. Now, Section 51, for purposes of the record, because Mr. Mania made a great show of reading what was in their proposal. This is what we all agree to get in this case. It says, in 51, any person who knowingly classifies state information as A, top secret, B, secret, or C, confidential, in order to achieve any purpose ulterior to this act, including the classification of state information in order to, Roman 1, conceal breaches of the law, Roman 2, promote or further an unlawful act, inefficiency, or administrative error, Roman 3, prevent embarrassment to a person, organization, or agency, or 4, give undue advantage to anyone within a competitive bidding process, is guilty of an offense. And the offenses are set up dealing with top secret or confidential information. Now, you've agreed to that? Yes. No. Wait. Be patient. Wait. You don't want them to hear what I want to tell you. Listen. No. So you see, when you say shut everything down, that is offensive. Because if I really want to shut everything down, I wouldn't agree to this clause. That's when you can say, well, you want to shut everything down. I've agreed to this clause. I've helped draft it. Chairperson,
I know that you try to deal with Mr. Andrew Simon's issue of the public domain, but I think Mr. Andrew Simon must do a little bit of work, and he must access Justice Mosaneke's judgment on the matter. Very clear. We understand what he's trying to say, that if you open your email and you find the top secret document, then our law doesn't say you may not read it. Our law doesn't criminalize your reading that document. All it says is inform the relevant authority to make arrangements for its return or whatever else. Yeah. Wait, just hang on. That is what it says. You are saying we are criminalizing the act that you read the document.
No.
But then you are saying, well, it's no longer a secret.
Wait.
Whether you can tell him or not is what the law defines. But you need to read what Justice Mosaneke says about the matter. Now, Chairperson, Mr. Mania asked the question, what does he do if he comes into possession of this document? And what does Section 3 say? You've read it, right? You've gone to the police, you've informed them. There's evidence of malfeasance. Contravention of the Protection of State Information Act. How so? Well, Section 51 says, if a person knowingly classifies state information and is covering up corruption, etc., it's an offense. You make a charge. Very simple. Make a charge. And then you go further. If you're a responsible member of parliament or citizen,
you make a request to the attorney of.
You make a request. You ask for this to be put here. And we've agreed to it. We worked through this night and day. And now you say, what do I do? So what have you been doing all this time? When we've been agreeing to all that we put down here, make a formal request for a review, make a formal request for declassification, because all that is contained in Clause 20. That is what you do if you're a responsible member of parliament.
May I just, before you say, Dr. Omishini, binds us because he said in the majority judgment that once the classified document is in the public domain, it cannot therefore be considered in the document in classification, because that would then invite people simply to leak documents and put them in the public domain. I regret that position. I don't think you're united, but we are bound by it. And now I think that there are other ways in which we can, again, drawing from the same organization, in which we could try to make some provision. And later on, when we get to Clause 38, the disclosure clause, I would like to suggest an extra sub clause, and that they're based on yet another alternating paragraph from the same.
Okay, let's deal with these Montenegrin things, because I get bashed over the head two or three times. Let's try to understand what we're dealing with. First of all, I'd like to remind you, Mr. Chairman, and I'm sure you remember, that since the beginning of this deliberation, I've not been the one who's gone around raising issues of constitutionality. But at the beginning, we're dealing with this type of subject matter, we're dealing with the top standard of the Constitution. And I said we should do better than abiding to the very low floor of the Constitution. The Constitution deals with the floor of the minimum allowed of democracy with maximum freedom. The Montenegrin judgment is a judgment of the Constitutional Court. The Constitutional Court interprets our law, applies our law, what we write in. And we will apply them only to the extent that they are inconsistent with the Constitution. We will not apply to the extent that they are inconsistent with the Constitution, we will declare them unconstitutional. But then if we go below the floor, if we raise the floor, there is no problem. The most naked judgment that does not bind us, we can say, no, it doesn't, please, okay, fine, I mean, I'll take it as you wish. It doesn't. If we write in a law, what is public? What is in the public domain is in the public domain and can no longer be classified. There is no issue of constitutionality. We are not bound. Under present law, the judgment says leaked cannot be deemed in the public domain. But we, as the legislature, can adopt the law to increase the state of freedom. And we are not bound by a constitutional interpretation which tells us where the floor is, we are reaching for the floor. And about it, I feel strongly, if we want, we can have a legal opinion from somebody else in my respect for them. Now, the real issue, well, I was the only one among all of you in the Justice Committee who have the point right on the Chief Justice. So, that's not the.
So the
Montenegrin judgment doesn't bind us if we want to raise the floor. Do we want to do it? And I have said that we don't want to have a public domain discussion yet. But, you know, we are dealing with this thing, and I try not to go into the public domain discussion. The piece of the record goes back. Now, the reaction that the owner of Landers would tell us we should take when the record goes back, is keep the secret, apply for the classification, and then when it gets declassified, the secret is no longer in. What if the record is published in a thousand times? What if it's thrown around and fly in the flyers all over the town? There are millions of all these things that tell the record. At what point am I related from the chanting? And what creates of me, Mr. Chairman, the obligation of keeping a secret? See, this is an important point. The obligation of keeping secret is of the state agent. If I read a piece of document, the document which gets on my email, or I find it in a newspaper, or I find it in a flyer from around a thousand pieces, what prevents me from telling my friend Stevia that what I received? There must be a point in which something is no longer a secret. Call it however you want it, but this goes beyond returning the document. And if this is the case, the response is not the one that the Honorable Anders is suggesting, that we go and we apply to have it declassified, and only when it is declassified, the secret is no longer a secret.
Say, you asked the question about your gold watch. I did not. And five. You might understand your lady from the loop. A clock. Something's abandoned. If you find it, it's yours. But clearly, in the case of a classified document where you could find the owner, it is a moral obligation to return it.
Cheers. Okay. I want you to ask so you think before I.
You want to respond?
You don't serve a gold watch.
Unless you've got your name on the watch, it's quite a different
thing. Well, I'm going to have a document that involves you. That's
right.
That's right. I told you to take on the spot that's very carefully. And the owner can never lose ownership of his property unless he wishes to have it. You can abandon the thing, but the intention of abandoning it, then it is no longer yours. Can't lose it. No matter where I lose it, whether it's in Argentina, whether it's in England, it remains mine forever. You have to ask the thinking for yourself, you can't lose it. That is the South African law. In respect of documents, the question then, if you understand that, or documents have or do they not have owners? Are they between custody of these documents that are truly lawful custodian? And if that document leaves the custody, is the possessor a thief or is he not a thief in terms of the example I gave? If I can own the document and I lose it, you cannot take ownership of that document. But in terms of example, you would be a thief. At least you would be a thief. It's not your document. And the public interest doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what is in that document. It's not your document that you shouldn't be moving around with it. It's somebody else's. And I think the fact that you have to turn it now because it's classified and that's a separate matter. Fact still remains. It's not your document. You don't have a right to keep it. But you might want to argue the difference between the document and my watch. But on the watch, I'm secure. So you might be in a sound legal theory statement.
You might go to your right. But we can differ on that. But we've got to distinguish between possession and ownership. If you possess this, possession is nine tenths of the law. You know there's a difference between possession and ownership. If you possess a piece of property, you've got rights to that property. Mm. The owner comes, you've got to go to court to assert his rights. You have certain rights as a possessor. But I think here we can, what I wanted to get back to was the Friday morning when we had the discussion and what Ms. Smuts referred and Mr. Landers referred to the issue of the possessor. And I've got a note here where you said, where you referred to the prior request, and you said, if that request is successful, the bill should make provision for not criminalizing a possession. Now, you might remember that. Then let's move back to the aspect of the argument that is presented, that the person
if you get possession of this document, you must bring an access into an application for access, which we appreciate that. But what about that unlawful possession on your version? And that is the issue that we thought that we could also look at, decriminalizing that piece of possession. Because pending the application, why shouldn't the person hold that document? Why must he return?
I'm asking
Mr. Vanity, why did you say we should not criminalize that possession pending the application? And it was in the discussion at that time, and I'm just saying let's look at that issue. Thank you, Chair.
That's not a huge issue. We're not talking about possession in this clause. In this clause, you open your email, or you come into your office, your study, and an envelope on your desk. You open the envelope and you find you're in possession of a top secret document. This law says you must report such a possession. The fact that you are reporting it in terms of this clause signals that your intent is a good one. You can't be prosecuted or charged for that because you've signaled your intent. You followed what the law says. Report it. What you are saying is, when I find this, I must be able to keep it. I'm going to walk around with it, sit around and chat with these three that have seen this yet. And you know full well it's a top secret document. Is that responsible? So let's separate the issues. We're not talking about possession. We're talking about where you come into your email and find there's a top secret document. Now, if you say, okay, perhaps I'm forwarding it to a few of my friends, then your intent is wrong, and then you're liable for prosecution and to be charged.
Yes, I said that, but in the context of the discussion that we had of the Kuberg about to explode, you get a top secret document that Kuberg is about to explode. You're not in possession of that document. You want to bring an urgent application to court so that you can disclose that information in terms of the prior provision. Are you then, surely it's illogical to go and give it to the police first before you can go to court? Do you understand? That aspect, that's the part of the position that you must satisfy the prior requirement of substantial contravention to the law or an imminent danger. You can't be going publish it, but you've got to satisfy those requirements. And that narrow part of the possession is what I thought you were suggesting when you said the request is successful. That higher, urgent, override request that we've now built in here. But surely the possession at that time should not be criminalized.
But
in a country,
this product is in imminent danger.
And if your possession is criminalized,
it will be.
Thank you, Jane. Responding to the Honourable Mentor, she's my last speaking opportunity. I forgot to compliment her on her very effective. The article writer did go through three scenarios which I asked you to. I'd just like you to be clear. If I understood you correctly, the duty of the hypothetical member of parliament was to hand over the record. The duty of the member of parliament was to hand over the record and to locate it in certain charges and then to apply for the record in terms of time. Is that your formulation?
Mm-hmm.
flag this call and deal with it when and come back to it after we've dealt with disclosure, which I presume we will deal with at some point this week.
Unless
you have
a
question
now,
because
we've opened it a little bit.
I agree with what David is saying. I think we should consider that this clause is flagging. I think the question that I would like to raise, either for now or for when we consider this thing, going back to the example given by John of the Land, what is the ground and envelope it takes to all of us, 490 members of ballot, and to the SABC and everyone else? We all very diligently bring it to the police. Don't go down to the protection, we don't put in line, we need the envelope. Then, according to you, we should all file a petition. I mean, we should all file a request for the information to be declassified. There is where the discourse breaks at night. Then we all know, we've all received it, the press has received it. The secret is the secret of the state. Not my secret, it's not your secret. When the state let it go, you let it go. It's gone. You can't just criminalize me or request that we go to the Mickey Mouse team and all 490 of us. Because at this point we don't know it. We've all received it. We've all read it. We have gone back. I mean, when I say, listen, here we tend to criminalize one another for war. Okay, let us. I will draw the Mickey Mouse with you. You capture a couple of words, you make an issue, and you avoid answering the point. This is what my wife does.
Talk about 16. And what you basically say is, you open to yourself, you take the room to your own hand. The body basically went down.
Thank you.
includes energy.
Energy will take it. I don't want to salute what Honorable Landers spoke of. I would like to know in the event that the police that are corrupting their operations and they investigate themselves. So I'm saying this to make that condition, you must widen it to the eventuality where it is the police that are corrupt, so they are going to investigate themselves.
Here.
No. Please, you know, it's wonderful how you can say something and then when somebody speaks, they can change what you've said before. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think we must be blind about the state's ability to investigate itself. Don't go back to the ridiculous. I mean, you just have to look at the hundreds, if not thousands, of state officials that are being prosecuted for corruption, for whatever. Just look at the social welfare case, the corruption there. Who's done that, Mr. Anderson? Well, not you, that I'm sure of. It was done by the state themselves.
It was exposed by the Mary
Garrity. Oh, holy. Chair, the fact of the matter is, I agree with what the Honourable Mazia said. Have confidence in what we put in place. That for me is the important thing. Have confidence with what we put in place. If you don't believe in what we put in place, then become government and put your own things in place.
I'm
wrong.
Chair, there are various state organs which have vested in them the right to investigate, including corruption. This right to investigate of various state organs does not only require people to do. So I don't think that what you are saying, you must cater for the eventuality where the police themselves are suspected, and you are suggesting that you are underestimating, because in that eventuality you just add a rider to say that another state organ should investigate. Mm. It could be the hawk.
That's me.
I think my response to the Honourable Fakey Mentor then is right now, in the event that the police are found to be corrupt, to throw our hands up in the air?
No,
that's the question you're going to ask yourself in answer to your own.
Mm-hmm.
We acknowledge that it is possible for the police to be corrupt and to be engaged in criminal activity. Do we have nothing in place to deal with that situation?
No.
I have a question to you whether you want to consider clauses that criminalize this position and very simply reads that any person who fails to comply with the section we just dealt with is guilty of an offence and liable to a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 5 years or both, such fine as imprisonment. Now that is a simple situation. We're arguing now for many, many hours about person that is contemplating that he should take the document to the police department. And
you're stating out in discourse that if he doesn't do it, he's considered an offence, and he's going to go to jail for 3 years, or he can get a fine, and he's going to jail for 3 years, he changes the fine. So, is that something you're wanting? Is a DA proposal to do that on the same page? And it's got all those other things in which you have been complaining about. It goes on to page 30. While this thing is hot in your mind, it's allowed a lot of people to wait on clause. What you want to do with somebody that does not comply?
In dealing with the same issue, I suggest that the defense, anyone charged with an offense under this act, should be entitled to raise an exculpatory defense, and an exculpatory defense, the improper classification of the information concerned. All those documents that you're referring to should not be classified, could have not been classified in the first place. Isn't a better way of dealing with the same issue utilizing this language and casting a wider net that wherever it should have not been classified, you cannot prosecute anyone, both in the case of intervention and in the case where somebody classified a grocery and there were no bad basis for classification. Mr. Chairman, I didn't try to say it. Maybe I'm not sure. Okay, let's go back then to the very beginning.
No, it's not.
I I'm not here to challenge you. I'm trying to continue to walk. Can you? I mean, this is absurd. I'm just making arguments rationally. There is nothing superior to you. I mean, this is really.
I'm a
human being. I'm going to repeat myself, but I mean, I'd like to give you a conviction. What we are dealing with here are documents which reveal unlawful acts of omission and incompetent entities of administrative error, restrict access to information in order to limit scrutiny and thereby avoid criticism, prevent embarrassment to serve, but unlawfully restrain a latent contribution, reveal the imminent and serious public safety and environment, prevent the late and obstruct the release of information that does not require protection under the Act. Correct, with the exception of unlawfully restrain a latent contribution, none of these documents should have been classified as a detail. This classification was unlawful, because we wrote elsewhere in the Act that one cannot classify for this purpose. Now, my suggestion is that is correct. We should have tested the fact that whenever a document was improperly classified and it gets disclosed, you cannot convict a person for having disclosed a document which should have not been classified to begin with. Now, I asked to the chairman, the other Normanian, for whether that would satisfy what he was trying to do here, with the expectation that he would say no. And first, I don't want to answer for him, because in this language, he's going a little far. We have written, I think in article in section 17, that documents should not be classified for the purpose of, and I'll use this one, for the purpose of avoiding the revealing of corruption. Now that's not the purpose for which it should be classified, but the document should be classified for a purpose other than that, for national security. And still the document can be revealing corruption. So not be classified for this purpose, but being classified for another legitimate purpose, and yet is a document which reveals corruption. So I think that this is where I was going to address that the two things should come together. Can I be clear?
Justified, okay. And by
by writing the rules like that, you're requiring the NDP to consider whether these things are not at issue rather than just proceeding on the basis of the classification that's done.
I do not know how can we convince the opposition that this piece of legislation catering for every fear, every grain of fear that you have. One thing that we cannot do together as legislators is to legislate for thieves to be able to steal. That we cannot do. Because that is tantamount to that scenario where you want to allow a thief to steal by law and then investigate using the same law. I think whatever democratic, it's a pity that honorable member Mayor is not quoting these exceptional circumstances in which state that is so democratic that would allow its valuable documents to be stolen before it investigates. Make a law that allows people to steal its valuable information and make loopholes so that those people cannot be prosecuted. I just cannot understand how can we convince Ingata, how can we convince the Democratic Alliance to understand that Section 18, which is 16 now, as proposed, Section 51, Section 20, and even Section 33A, somewhere there, we are trying, as the ruling party, to come to allay your fears. That is why we have those provisions. What I think, following what Comrade Ali was saying, what I think is evident here is that the opposition is passing a vote of no confidence in our justice system. That is what is becoming evident now. It seems as if our court will not see or how to approach or how to read, will not be able to read the law that we're making. I do not think that is the intention of this law. And our court and our justice system, you know it best, that our justice system, we have confidence in it. These provisions that were made here, especially status review provision, we have made it so that a person is not convicted unlawfully. It should be lawful to convict a person, and that person should also be a law-abiding citizen. We cannot allow a situation where people are free to do wrong things and try to follow them after we have allowed them legally or lawfully to commit such criminal acts. Thank you.
In response to the honourable member, I mean, democracy is difficult. And if we do have a vote of no confidence, it's in these particular clauses and possibly in the bill. But I think the real issue here is an approach, a different approach. This discussion arose during our debate about public interest defense. And we argued for a wide public interest defense. The compromise was that we proposed in respect of clauses 18, 38, and 39 with a different approach to say, look, if we're not going to provide for a wide public interest defense, then as legislators, let's set down the exceptional case, specify the exceptional cases in which classified information may be disclosed and possessed in a democratic way. I would ask the Honourable Member, does he think that disclosing, or does he not think that disclosing classified information which may be contained in classified documents that exposes, for example, corruption, doesn't he think that it's a duty of members of parliament and journalists
to expose that kind of information.
Tibet, for you, it was explaining time and again. Once you pick up a piece of information, you satisfy yourself in that information by reading it, if it is, the, it is something that is that should be read. If it's something that you should listen to, it's recorded, your curiosity will drive you into listening to that. Upon understanding, therefore, that there is no legal reason why this information should be classified this business, you should therefore ask for that information to be declassified. So why don't you want that process that it was explained time and again? You have landed your ear or your eye on the information, and in your view that information is not supposed to be classified. There are processes that were set up here that you need to follow as a law-abiding citizen. It should not, in this case, an MP or a journalist or whoever. It could be a shepherd, as I was saying. That shepherd should follow the proper, the legal processes as provided for by this bill that was being made. How on earth should it be explained? What shortcut do you want to take and why?
And 40 pushes. Page 12 of your working document. Not the big one, the thin one. Page 12. You'll see the heading there, failure to report the addition of classified information. If you go to your original document, you will see the same heading there, failure to report original bill, failure to report possession of classified information.
Right.
I'm going to have that.
Yeah.
One point, I just want you to be clear. We have dispensed of this thing in great detail on it. I want to remind you, you're not going to get it. I've got a page of, I've never had so much, I think the only way I've seen here is top of the record here, I think something like 10 sessions. I'm complaining, I'm just saying. Drawing your attention to the extent of the conversation that has taken place. We've exhausted the conversation. And I'm warning you now, we have disposed of that. In the sense that there is no further debate. 48 on your page 12, 39 in the original document. Those of you that found the thing and you don't go and give it, guilty of an offence. That's the thing that's contained in 59. And the DA has said, let's keep in looking at other things. The ANC has said, no, we want this thing to stay in the position of the ANC is taken to page 12, in the middle of the page 39 is in brackets, bold and 48. That is the same thing. That is reflected in 39 of the original volume. We understand each other on that one. Otherwise, you're going to get confused on this.
What's the flag?
No, it's flagged in the same fact that there's a dispute.
Yeah. I mean, if it's flagged, or you, there's no agreement there. Yeah. I don't understand what you're saying.
It's flagged.
Both such fine men in Britain.
you know, if you end up taking the substance, that too includes the idea of imprisonment of 25 years, and that you should change that to or a fine. Which is what we did earlier.
So I'm not a member. Your 58 has been dealt. 59, sorry, or 59 and the G4. If you go above that 58, disclosure of classified and related information. And that clause reads any person who discloses classified information or information referred to in the section 11.3, I believe on the original court, 11, subsection 3G. Now, that clause is based on the health of the speaker. If you go to page 11, I will remember, of the third document, the same page 22 of the original book, if you look at right on the top, you'll see the heading in O, disclosure of classifying and related information. If you go to the original board, you'll see that that is called 58. Now again here on page 11 we have a proposal that has gone through the committee for some time. This thing was the way the clause looks on page 11 is something that we had reached an agreement to it some time ago in time to synchronize this. And hence, if you look on page 11, you will see there is an extra A and B, which you will not find in the original bill, clause 38, page 22. Now, this has also resulted out of major discussion, also taking into consideration what came out of the public hearing. That whistleblowers were not getting sufficient protection. This was what was agreed to, and the clause was, as our payment original bill was adjusted, because the case was adjusted. In the original bill that you find on page 22, it was adjusted, and it now looks like it looks on page 11. And you will see that those things are not even in bold or underlined anymore. It was recently, in terms of the style that we've been using, we were underlining the thing to show that that was a new insertion. But this was something that's agreed upon. Now, there is a proposal below that. Page 11, this is something that was agreed to a long time, but this new proposal is a proposal that a deviation from what I think the TA has put on before. Is that correct?
Our position on the morning when we formally discussed the possibility of overriding was certainly, I thought we should have a simple clause, we said notwithstanding anything else in the text. Bona fide of this person is in the public interest and is not guilty of anything. That is the clause that was accepted by the previous intelligence minister, Kentrell, after the media my proposal. Mr. Mania put an alternative to that proposal, which is what you now have in practice. It is therefore a compromise. And we would prefer a specific supplementation to our certain countries to develop it. And what we have in practice is what we are arguing for is
so, all of them have our places in context with the short term. Questions? Nothing with the papers. Question there is any flags? Chairman, there is a flag. All of them have just record now that for your own benefit so that you don't lose sight of what you really are. All the reference, because this document, a thin document you're going to lose.
Well, no, I don't.
And
I've got all my documents. I think I'm still getting my documents very quick.
You might want to reflect. You might want to reflect now for your own benefit on whatever document you want to. Position I've just set out for you. So then you don't get lost at the coming. When we go through the bullet from the beginning, you don't get lost in the discussion here, but you know exactly where you stand. Yes, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think it's important when you consider this document to bear in mind the various proposals that were made on that Friday morning. I don't want to revisit that before, but clearly the impact of the different proposals on the different levels of the public interest effect. And so when we flag it, I appreciate these are different approaches, but there are different levels of public interest defenses that I just ask us to bear in mind when we do. I argue for one, Dr. Bettini argued, I support the DA, but I've provided an alternative as well. And if we just bear that in mind when we consider the flagging of these issues, thank you.
Honourable members, to remind you, the Honourable Swart was identifying itself with the DA document, which is I think the one that is incorporated here. But he also said that it therefore is not a position that was going to favour the ruling party that perhaps we should consider an error. So just keep that in mind that it becomes part of the flagging. If the state law advisor can just incorporate that narrow for a number of years, make that happen. So contained on page 8 is flagged
just to also point out, Chair, other than what's contained on page 11 and page 12, go to page 13. That is also a proposal. In fact, that amendment, other than as contemplated in section 42, was one that was generally accepted. So that also needs to be part of this flag short.
Yeah, Honourable Members, perhaps you should just note that what is contained on page 11 on the top. We have 38 in the bold and square bracket and 47, which I earlier reminded you was something that
you go to the last page 30, then what you see in there is exactly the same clause, except that the shaded part was added on the proposal of the Antonio. And that was because of a concern raised that this particular fence was very similar to another fence. So that's also part of the flag. It relates to the same section that you can move to. It's just another version. One might call it the last version that was proposed by the commander.
If I can just take a little piece of the...
This is the actual
document. Yes, thank you. Check it in this folder, sorry, I just want to repeat the piece of folder.
Yeah, in the IP document, so it's in respect... I mean, they're all highlighted. There is the deletion of 43, all 43 new 52. The offense of disclosing the security person. There is the admission to 45, all 45 new 54, where we take daily respect of 51, where the authorization of the director of public prosecution is not required in respect of incriminating those who classify matters in contravention of the act, because it would be contradictory. And there are another couple of amendments in respect of section, new section 1541. And in respect of 37 and 46, all 37 and 46, but they are only the documents, because the documents that you need to have.
Thank you.
different British revolution or church and British slave. And the question of the state is review sometimes being prepared whether needed given what the classification panel is going to be doing and given that we request information and discount that the information is specified, that you get a purpose review and whether this thing is true. I have an clarity on that one. I will set you on the menu, that will take 10 of this document. The appeal I said, look at or check the 2 or 4 prior sales. You cannot just agree on something in there, how to do the cross reference. So check. The intention here was to bring the appeal process of control in line with prior. Agency, I think, is being inserted by the role by the team. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
I'm coming back to that. And then on page 11, on Google members, we've got that flag, and we've got the other spots. Then on page 12, on the members, we need to also just when you deal with page 12, not to forget it on page 30, is also one of the proposals that are relevant to what is the position on page 12.
Why is it we don't know this investor?
We hear
Have you got any soccer stadiums there?
Do you want to discuss the question about the best?
position we are not. We have ourselves, the four of us on this, I'm sure Brian and we also need Dr. Rocket's guidance on this, and you may decide. And I'm afraid you are not ready to do this. Although I made it clear that I would like to prepare the city, but that's going to be a wonderful spark.
Chair, I am having heard Dr. Harris yesterday. Her compelling argument to do away with the doctor was the fact that he intimated that it was unnecessary given the filing system that does exist. And I think Mr. Lamb has raised a very valid question of people wanting to access information, and his answer to that was that it is arranged, it is indexed, it is there, and his concerns related. We first made very clear that he thought it was unnecessary. Then he said, secondly, that the cost and the capacity that would be required would be substantial. And I think the third, if I remember incorrectly, was internationally. He referred to internationally, it wasn't done, or in the same world, something along that line. So, Chair, I would suggest we consider doing not having that database, but and then to look at his other proposals, I support his other proposals as well. To look at the 2008 proposals, but again, considering where the bill has already moved on and how to tie those issues in. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Member, if you
would
not my intention to encourage a in-depth discussion on what the doctor had. Further debate. We don't need another archive because we know what the doctor has said. He's been here twice. He's told about how he feels and what he thinks. He's based on his experience. And so you need to decide, and that's all I'm asking. That you get to decide on this. The first thing I would suggest, not now, but that when we come back, that you know this is part of your homework. I don't want to, when you come back on Monday or next week, say, can you now consider, and you say, but you never told her that this thing is going to come out. I'm just giving you notice. I'm not there, it's fine. Just giving you notice. Look at it, discuss the thing, because it's not going to help now to repeat what the doctor said. We all know what he said. He gave us a document, short and sweet. Let's go back to the 208. Get rid of that thing. And so it's time to decide. Either way now. Do you want to do what the doctor said? Do you have something better in place? And then we take decisions, and that's all I want you to record in your records in your mind so that you get back to the thing. We don't then start to say, let's call in somebody else because we don't understand what you're doing. Those then are two things I thought I might remind you of. One of those that are perhaps I also referred you earlier on in the day and also yesterday to the question of fire. So please look at those sections. She's been referred to in the document of the State Law Advisor when they refer to fire. When it comes to the people, look at what it means so that you know you don't support or discredit something that you're in action for. That having been said, on engagement that has taken place here has certainly exhausted me.
Close to the get them in the corridor then and you might be in the better position than you.
I'm really engaged and offered wine guns which are gracefully accepted.
So one of them is, you know, you need some clarity on the thing, go and engage the people. We are going to get to the preamble also, which I don't expect to become a serious balance contention. We are going to get the application clause and hopefully that will be delivered in the next. And I also don't expect that to be a problem. A reduced application clause. Please don't let us fight it for preamble. It's nearly as difficult as the thing said. And as that, it's the website of the poll. And merely has to say something that you expect to find in the law. That then having been
we're looking at supplier deal making. I have indeed done that sometimes. And what I want to just bring to your attention, I tried to run this before, but that's the atmosphere of right between us at that point. And not to tell you.
Yeah.
That I think we need Karen and C Central to have a look at this and give us an opinion on. Because the fire provision on the court. How they deal with that information, diverting from the mortuary services. And we are bound by the mortuary services. And I refer to thinking about fire section 80, which says that any court hearing an application, and this is now for access to information, which is not withheld, not satisfied with health, or on appeal, may examine any record of no such record may be withheld from a court, a bench against a substitute. Any court contractor may not disclose to any person, including the findings to the proceedings, other than the public or private body referred to, it may not disclose any record which on request for access may or must be refused. Montenegro, on the contrary, takes the default position. However, I find the judgment difficult, I find it in other respects to take the default position of openness, as the way I know for 20. He weighs the open justice conflict against national security, as we know, and comes down firmly on the basic constitutional position that no one may presumptively close off record, and it is the discretion of the court to make those records public. Either redacted form or otherwise, or withhold some of them, but the court has been denied. And I was most interested to rediscover in my fire that under this position, a court may not disclose. So to me, there is a clear disjuncture, if you like, and surely that was taken in independent newspapers, which is I have been studying for other purposes, trumps this, and therefore. Are we not under a duty to adjust 86 subsection? The main section at issue is 82, and I think it's very cool that you've got to address this. But maybe possibly the commission have a view on that.
Thank you. Tomorrow is night. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm